The word of God is the seed of creation. The word of God is life.
Pastor Femi Lazarus has been commissioned by God to go raise his end time armies.
Why do we have ministers who are misbehaving? Many have never been trained. They've read books about ministry, but you must understand that reading book is not the same thing as being held by the hand and told what to do. When you were young, you went everywhere you wanted to go. But the time is coming that you become old. Another will hold you by the hand and lead you to places you didn't want to go. That's training.
Get set for an awakening.
Get set for an awakening.
Thank you for illumination. Thank you. We bless you, Father. Tonight we ask that your word will find expression in our lives. That you will speak to us in clarity. Thank you, blessed Father. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Hallelujah. We're excited to be in church. God bless you. Please be seated. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Streams of Life. Thank you. Hallelujah. On Sunday, we started introduction to the seven seals. And today we are going to go proper into it. Amen. Hallelujah. Alright, Revelations chapter number 6, quickly. Revelations 6. Let's start. Revelations 6, if you are there, say amen. Alright, I'd have to read from here and just a minute. Alright, let's start properly and go into the stuff. Okay, we can project, right? Okay, we can. Alright. So let's start reading from verse 1. Don't forget, it is study into the book of Revelation, so we're going to pick it for clarity and understanding. Alright, from verse 1. Okay, thank you. And I saw when the Lamb opened one of the seals, and I heard, as it were. So, let me quickly explain and break down a few things. The seals are seals on seasons. Is that okay now? These are, actually, they are not seven, they are eight. Is that okay? Because there is also the seal of Israel. The seal of the 12 tribes of Israel. 12,000 from each tribe. That's where we have the 144,000 where the Jehovah Witness believes that those are the only people that are going to make it to heaven. I don't understand how, and with all apologies, how people will set out to evangelize and believe at the end of the day they won't make it. It's very serious, right? Alright? So, you understand that. This is a code indicating seven shock waves that will run through the earth. Seven seasons. Alright? So, the real thing is, so we call them the horse riders of the apocalypse. What do I call them? Alright, so some of these horses had already passed through the earth. Some will pass. Is that okay now? I'm going to try to see how I can help in interpretation too, but because these are, how do I put it now? There is a need for a lot of carefulness around subject matters like this. Is that okay now? Because these are not doctrines, as it were. We are not establishing doctrines. We are interpreting prophecies. Is that okay now? So in interpretation, people have different views. Is that okay now? So hence the reason why we are going to be careful to stay in the balance. Is that okay? Good. And I returned and I saw the Lamb open one of the seals. So the first seal. And I heard, as it were, the noise of thunder. One of the four beasts saying, come and see. And I saw, and behold, a white horse. And he that sat on him, had a bow. And a crown was given unto him. And he went forth conquering and to conquer. This is not kingdom. This is a very serious matter. The description of the white horse, if you are not careful, you want to interpret that this is Christ sitting. The people that is conquering are people of God. Is that okay now? So this is the first horse rider is wearing a white horse. So let me explain. Usually, even in the system of God's operation of soldiers, we say we are soldiers of Christ and all that, right? We have foot soldiers, we have horse riders. Horse riders in the system of God's battle array are those who are given the privilege to start a move. Not all believers, not all ministers will start a move. For instance, movement like faith movement is a movement. Is that okay now? Give me another one. Holiness movement. Which other one again? Prayer movement. Other one again. And all that. So there are men in different generations. While there are different soldiers, there are horse riders. I'm trying to be careful. Amen. Please look up. God help us. In the name of Jesus, pray in the Holy Ghost. Shake de vende ke la binatis te fele di bokon venish. Aide ke vilati a kapo uveni edi. Stefle ni bakan de krendi roko shente. Blende ke rendi mai takabili renge bovinai atekiste. Blende ke vende ke rotikai. Blanda katis te fele di bai teke vele di bai. Zende ke vende ke filai. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name we're praying. So everything God has, the original, the devil tries to counterfeit. Is that okay now? For instance, in the system of God's Trinity, we have the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The devil also has his own Trinity. We have the devil, we have the beast, alright? We have the devil, the beast, which is the Antichrist, and we have false prophet. So you must understand that false prophet in the scheme of the devil is a type of spirit. Is a spirit waiting for a prophet who have no consecration? Are you following what I'm saying here? So you must understand that the first horse rider describes a religious movement. A religious movement that has a crown. Is that okay now? White is a sign. It is something that will deceive those who are of the household of faith. But it also has a bow. It is a religious movement that will conquer and conquer. It will kill. Some theologians have tried to link this to the Catholic era, where we have the Roman Catholic Church, all right? And there was a massive crusade in that season. The Pope was the height of everything, every belief system. Is that okay now? The Pope was the one who determined whether you go to heaven or not. If you fail to buy the letter of the indulgence and all those things, you don't have access to the Bible, just the Pope. Whatever it is the Pope says is the final. It's the God. When you go to make confessions and prayers, alright, it is the Pope you pray to. It was the days where they believed in purgatory and all those things until Martin Luther came. So Martin Luther is a type of horse rider. One who came and led a massive movement. Are you following me? Alright. Alright, so this fellow Luke, like the appearance of believer, but it also has instrument that can kill. So it is a religious movement. Alright? That's the first seal. A move is going to come upon the head. Alright? And then the horse rider is on the white horse, imitating those who are leading movement of God, but dominated by the devil. Is that okay now? They will kill and they will kill. Alright? So we believe that this horse had already walked through the head. Is that okay now? Many of them had passed. Some of them are happening now. We're going to interpret them, but just follow me attentively. Alright, let's continue please. And when he had opened the second seal, I heard the second beast say, come and see. And there went, you know, the way these things operate, if you were in the shoe of John, is that when you hear the word come and see, you don't go to look. It brings you into the equation. That's the way the prophetic operates. Are you following what I'm saying? It is like you are seeing characters, but you're also in the midst of the acting. Is that okay now? It is a participatory vision. You are a participant in the equation. You can feel. If there is fear, you can see it in the air. Is that okay now? And there went out another horse that was red, and power was given to him that sat thereon to take peace from the head. Is that okay now? And that it should, that they should kill one another, and there was given to him a great sword. Alright, the Greek refers to this as Ares, the god of war. We don't believe in all those things and all that. Alright, look at Matthew chapter number 24. Matthew 24, quickly. Let's journey there. Matthew chapter number 24. Let's look at what scripture says about this particular horse rider. Matthew 24. If you are there, say amen. Now let's start the reading from verse 4. And Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you. Alright? For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. It's a religious movement, but lacks the substance of Christ, like the first horse rider. Is that okay now? Now look at verse 7. Okay, verse 6 now. And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See, the reason why we are teaching this is so you can, please, whenever you are reading Revelation, understand that you are in the midst of the unfolding. Are you following what I'm saying? Stop seeing it as something that will happen later. Some of these things are taking place before you were born. If you understand the timeline, it will help your adjustment. Are you following what I'm saying? And that's where the issue is. And I've said to you, and across history it's been observed, that the natural positioning of people around Revelations is that they're expecting it to happen whilst it has happened. That's the usual. The Messiah will come. He was around them. They still killed him. So something, because of the graphical presentation of these things, usually you see, what the reason why you don't understand that many of them are already happening is that it took you plenty of adjustment to get to where you were, where you are now. Let me explain. You had to adjust. You've adjusted a great deal. There was a time in your life that it was news that somebody died. But gradually we hear it every day. True or not true? In Jos, they've killed 50. In Maiduguri, they've killed 70. So your conscience, your heart is being hardened gradually, such that it is no longer something really serious. Are you following what I'm saying here? I mean, an average Nigerian is used to issues. I saw a video. Today's what? Tuesday. Yesterday, some gunmen in Nigeria, we have different names now. We have Boko Haram, we have bandits, we have unknown gunmen. People that the government admit that they've not been able to put a name to their activities, and yet they are raiding. Are you following what I'm saying? And I'm going to say some things that are very serious matter about this nation in this service. Alright? Are you following me? So, I remember I shared the story of a time in the city of Kano. There was a riot. We grew up seeing many of those things. They are either killing Christians or killing other tribes. We grew up hearing, oh, they've started killing and all those things. And a day came, I was outside, and usually what you will hear is that they've started. How many of you have been in the north before? Let me see your answer. All right. Is there anyone specifically who lives in Kano? You've lived in Kano before? Let me see your answer. Okay, you, one. I saw on our farm somebody, a lady. Hey, not around. All right. So this fellow ran in front of me and was carrying his intestine in his hand. And was running and gassing. He was probably going to get somewhere. Probably somebody has shot him from the back and all those things. Are you seeing that? Our orientation has been, so we are used to all those things. I mean, thank God for maybe a part of the censorship on social media where they have to block out many things, except you really have to deliver. Permit me to use that word. To now see, I mean, a lot of things happening. I stumbled on the news also, alright, where a young girl fell in love with a guy and they started dating. Within a month, the guy told her to come over. All of you team, come over. Keep going over. The guy asked her to come over and she went. unknown to them that the guy is prophet and the mother had planned. They put a substance in her drink and then cut her neck, detached it from the body, opened her chest. The mother of the boy ate the heart. So with this kind of exposure that we have, when Bible says that an outsider is coming and then is going to conquer and conquer, I say next, like you are used to it. I just want you to understand that from the beginning it wasn't so. If you were around some 2,000 years ago and you were shown the image of what we have now, you want to run back and say, God, don't create me. Are you following what I'm saying? I mean, look at the event of ENSAS. October is coming. I saw the account of a young man that, I mean, this is an account compiled by both BBC and Punch. Is that okay now? They are verified account. In the middle of the night that day, around 2:30 a.m., they saw the convoy of a police commissioner, top hierarchy police officer, and the governor came. And one of the victims that was being shot in the leg that was still on the floor, one of the police officers, they mentioned his name and all that. The guy was happy that, oh, good, our leaders are here now, all this is over. Went to where the boy was and blew the head off. And they carried the body. See, let me say this. Nigeria really needs to rise. Let me tell you what is going to happen. Don't believe anybody telling you that suddenly this. Just sit down. Don't know what's happening. Don't counter prepare that nothing will happen. It's a lie. Something can happen. There is no bandit. There is no Boko Haram. They are the same thing. All the ones that have been forgiven in court and are released back to society are coming to the West. It's a serious matter. It was just in Brno before. Right? No, you might start hearing Oyo. It has started in Ondo State. Heavily. There are men who are determined that they will not rest until this nation burns. But we ask for judgment. Is that okay now? We ask for what? Judgment. Alright, so release yourself from the spooky idea you have about these things. You have witnessed some. Your parents have witnessed some. Your great grandparents has witnessed some. Alright? You understand? There are seven. Some are, when we get to the ones we are not experienced, you know. Alright? So, you shall hear of wars and the rumors of wars, but alright, do not be troubled. For all these things must come to pass. Alright? But the end is not yet. Now, go back to Revelation 6. All these things must come to pass. Alright, so there went out another horse that was red. Power was given to him that sat thereon to take peace from the earth. Suddenly people will understand themselves within family. They will not in a society, state to state, nation to nation. I mean, it is so funny that you see little tribal issue. Modaike and Ife, land, lasted for years, claimed several lives. Lives perished over the land that those fighting don't have money to build on it. Till today, many of the land space they fought over are still lands. You think there is going to be an investment on? No. It is also a spirit of pride that will enter into nations. I told you when COVID happened, we saw that nations are well prepared for what will take life than what will save lives. If it was war that came on nation the way COVID came, they are well prepared. But they are not prepared for life saving because of the arrogance of nations. Are you following what I'm saying? I mean, there are many things now that can happen. Suddenly, and we have another world war. One of it is for a very high-ranking president to die, to be assassinated. Don't think the kind of things that happened to JFK Kennedy will happen again in this system, this life now. now. And there will be no world war. You need to understand that. Just sit down and look at the boasting between North Korea and America. The guy is so excited. Kim Jong-un, or what's his name? Apologies if he's watching me now. I'm from a very simple country, Nigeria. We don't have energy. The guy is excited testing missiles, ballistic missiles, anti-ballistic missiles, long-range missiles. As if they want to distribute food with it. No citizen of North Korea have access to media. You can't. Where will you? They burn you. Use VPN. They blocked everything. Are you following what I'm saying here? Just anything at the click of a button, alright? Atomic bomb. Did you see what happened to Hiroshima and Nagasaki? You saw what happened there? Cleared out a whole city. Are you aware? In Japan, a whole city. Go and check the story of, I'm trying to remember this guy, there's a name for those guys. Some US veterans, about 100 of them, took them into the sea and then launched a nuclear bomb. Just to check what the radiation will look like on human beings. And some of the soldiers who spoke, most of them are dead now, said none of them died a natural death. They all died of cancer because of the effect of, do you know the kind of radioactive substance they use? Some of you didn't do chemistry, so you don't know radio, what's radioactive, radio what? It's not radio, it's television. Alright, leave that. So power was given to take peace from the earth, that they should kill one another. They should kill one another. And there was given unto him a great sword. Are you seeing that? Alright, so when this horse rider passed through the head, nations will rise against nations, kingdom against kingdoms, villages against, at every level people will fight. Get that? So don't just think nations, no. When nations are fighting, there will be civil war also. Alright, the Hutus and the Tutsis. How many days again? Is it 30 days? No, not 30. 90 days. That's 3 months. It's 90 days and over 3 million people. My God. This earth is familiar with innocent blood already. And that's why I will advise you, don't let anybody kill you now. And they repent tomorrow. Is that okay? In our house in Kano, we had to walk a pipe from my father's bedroom to the gate in case. I was the one who went to buy the H2SO4. You don't know what that means. Alright, added some few things just in case we buff them. Self-defense. Do you get what I'm saying? Somebody show up now, you have the energy and the space to disarm the fellow and disfigure the fellow. Do it. For his mercies and yours forever. Don't die a kind of dead. They ask, what are you doing here in heaven? Say, you still have about 50 more years. What are you doing here? Say, I surrender. Say, go to hell. That's a joke, please. Hallelujah. Forget this at every level. Do you, please, I know we have deep thinkers here, right? Just look at it. There are many things threatening the existence of humanity at the same time. Is it the Islamic massive, terrible movement to bring down everyone who is not a part of that faith? Or the threat from different nations? I was sharing a story with one of my people. A young man got to Ghana, a Nigerian, was stranded. Somebody saw him and said, I'm going to help you. let's just come. Come stay and pass the night. What you need a job, I will help you. And all. Unknown to them, the guy came with substance. In the middle of the night, he was going to kill the man, strangle the man to death, and run away with his properties. So when he attached the wire, there's a way if he draws it, fellow will choke. All right? And the guy woke up, overpowered him. That's why I say you must, please. No, please. Is that okay? See, you can talk, people can say anything against what I'm saying now, because you are in Nigeria. You need to be in a place like California, or Chicago, South Side, where some gangs can just come and just for $50 kill an entire family. If God has blessed you, like David said, he has trained your hands to war, war. So you can sit down here in the midst of your comfort and peace and say, no. I just look, I know. You don't know what you are talking about. And I pray you don't know it. So the guy was trying to kill the man. Just, there's going to be confusion everywhere. And that's why you have to pray. Don't just pray. Act as a good citizen. Is that okay now? Because the things you think are far are closer than you think. It's just a matter of time. They will round everyone up. And before you know it, when they, and look at it. No, which nation on earth can take the number of Nigerian population as refugees? You saw what happened at 80 yesterday. 80 people moving from 80 to Texas. And they were whipping them. They should not enter again. Which nation will take Nigeria like that? So Nigerians, you have to understand your part in this prophecy. You either stand or die. That's the truth. The problem is that most of you were born and you grew up in the West. You don't even have an idea of what's happening. Those of you who have not served, may you be posted to the North. And you'll come back alive. Don't worry. So when you come back and I'm preaching this, you are the one that will get up and say, yes, sir. Yes, yes, yes. All right. They are very serious stuff. Now, so this is going to bring war. So note that. The second one is going to bring war. Revelation 6:5 now. And when he opened the third seal, I heard the third beast say, come and see and behead, lo, a black horse. And he that sat on him had a pair of balances in his hands. Very serious one. Continue, verse 6 now. And I heard a voice in the midst of the four beasts saying, a measure of wheat for a penny, 3 measures of barley for a penny. See, thou art not the oil or the wine. This day, the shock wave of scarcity, of famine. I need to quickly break down what famine means. It's a very serious thing. All right? It happens when all the system of human preservation of crops and livestock have collapsed. In their days in Egypt, it was about planting because people live almost from hand to mouth until, what was his name now? Joseph came and introduced the system of preservation. Is that okay now? So if the Bible is saying that there's going to be an horse rider that will bring famine, it means men will exhaust even what they preserved. Men will exhaust even what they've got. If you think this is not happening, go to South Sudan. Look at the issues happening in Sudan. Look at children dying of malnourishment. Look at what happened in Biafra. Alright? The war was going on. Food was still coming in and going out until Awolowo spoke. And said, how do you fight the people and still feed them? And they formed a siege. That was how they won the war. Left to the Igbos, they were ready to fight till they die. Till the last man. And they formed a siege. It got so bad, women were eating their children. When there is famine, everybody looks edible. No! Listen to me. Listen to me. You select. And say, I don't eat head of fish. I don't eat leg of chicken. When there is famine, it becomes your delight. I've had a similar, I don't eat onions, it doesn't matter what you garnish it with. I got so broke, onions became sweet. I will put sprinkle on salt, pepper. You will know how to invent food when lack comes. And I pray it doesn't come. Amen. Look at the event of, just look at, hold on, don't think too far. Look at COVID. No one could go out. No. I remember there was a day during COVID. I was saying, if I was not a pastor, I'll be an activist. I came out with the guys. I said, let's go to ShopRite. Let's just get some groceries in the house. We stepped out. A car ran past us and said they are shooting in front. I tried to reverse. I didn't understand the whole thing. I came down from the car, left the guys inside the car, and outran the car. Are you fully? He said, Pastor, you be my shoe and then act differently. What do you mean? What will have changed now is that my wife, I will wait and carry her, but I'm sure we'll go and pick the car later. COVID just came as a shocker to show the world how you are not prepared for the plagues. Very serious matter. In America, they were distributing food from door to door. Because you can go and buy food and you have bought your debt. I saw the video of a young man who had COVID. He will cough in his hand. He was rubbing people's car and do with it from street to street. That's the nature of man. We have our own problem. Even the devil is learning. We have our own problem. During COVID, they were sending some test kits from China to Canada. 3 million test kits were found to be infected. 3 million. Already. The agendas behind many of the things happening in the world is beyond you. I was speaking to some of my guys on Sunday. They are tech guys. All right? And I was preparing their minds. I said, we need to have something now for techs in Lekki. And let's bring these guys together. Because I see the devil moving in that area. The church needs to have people who are top-notch in that area. So we're just talking and all that. And he said, Pastor, all the things you are saying is true. An organization reached out to us from America that they are ready to give us $1 million. If only in our what we push out, we also publicly endorse LGBT community. So they will give them $1 million. Will you see that and say, take it? That's why your heart needs to be furnished. That's why you have, look at it. On Sunday, I received a memo about something sent to Nyema. You know Nyema? Playing football for PSG. Let me bring out the memo. Alright? Of a contract that was given to him to sign. Alright? He was told to, based on ethical issues, he was told that if he will remove the name Jesus and God from his statement, because he's a man who publicly announces his faith, that if we will remove that, all right, from his statement, he will be paid an additional $5.5 million every year. Just to never use the word God. That's why if I'm talking, you see, we are speaking from an angle. You see, now you can't just know what is going on here. We need to know what is going on there so we can be fortified for it. Even on DSTV, many stations now, the name God is bleeped out. Check on Facebook, now they help. They are having automated interpretation of the things you are saying, right? It's just a matter of time. It's about censorship. Instagram have started also. Automatically, you know, it's censorship. Something happened last week, Sunday. Was it last? I saw a video online of some children dancing like they're in club, 6-7. I was going to post that to warn people. The moment I posted on Instagram, they pulled it down and said I've been banned from so and so and so. Facebook locked me out immediately. They locked me out. How to start looking for means to be able to log in back and say, what is this? In seconds. So you think that it's just about shouting revival, revival. You'll be there. You will shout revival to be muted. Where should go? You don't understand. Our warfare now involves that we know. You see, we have to be both smart and spiritual. Are you following what I'm saying? We have to be strategic. We don't know what's going on. The church. The church needs to have animators prepared for next level animation. Check animations like Little Mermaid and all. This is a pornography in disguise. Go back and check. The symbols looking used in the trident and all those things. You'll be amazed. We are being cornered. Let me say this to you. The gospel itself is not sentiment. If you choose to remain in this state where your heart is half blocked, and let me just do this, God will use you like that, but you'll never make sense in his move. Never. Are you following what I'm saying here? So we better need to wake up. Wake up. I mean, an organization asked the money. They were going to pay him the money. It was going to be weekly. Let me be sure. Is it $5.5 million again? Yeah, $5.5 million. Never to mention God. So in the weekly estimation of it, $5.5 million a year. Yes. Are you seeing that now? He must avoid any negative public comment about the club. The name of God has now become offensive. Because usually you censor what is offensive. By the grace of God, the book we are working on releasing captures a lot of things. I've been working extensively on it, you know, speaking to parents on how not to allow a body that does not share in your values to tell you that a movie is 13 plus. They are saying that based on their own values, not based on your own values. Are you following what I'm saying now? Then please be ready. In the next, they are pushing the agenda massively on Nigeria. First, the entertainment industry. You have many male actors, and they have their community there. I mean, I served in Ondo State. It was after service I saw that one of those who made us key leaders was even a gay. Those notice guys preaching were not getting blessed. He came out as I seen him on bomb shot. A guy. Where you are seeing these signs. And that's why many of you are not enlightened. You need to be. You need to know what's going on. You need to understand how to read. Look at it. I saw a program, Your View by Moriah. You know her? And channels. So they were talking about some things. So somebody called in. A woman who has been married for 3 years and said she's married for 3 years and discovered that her husband is a gay and all those things. And I mean, it's a serious thing if you see that your husband is cheating on you with a woman. You don't know how to be angry that your rival is a man. Please look at the psychological effect of girls, boys growing up, catching their father with a man. Understand that the wiring of the next generation is already under attack. So what these guys does is that they call women beards. What does they call women? Beards. They believe they are women. But once you have a beard, society knows that you are a man. So they only marry so they can know, they can feel they are men. They marry those women, but still, they are into men. You are going to say, I hate God. You hate God. First you marry him. The guy is doing like this. Hello. You are talking to me, G. So don't mind him. He's always like that. Yeah. Like that. Okay. And your children to be like that. Yeah. You don't know what's happening. Continue. Are you full? Now, let me ask you a question. Who are those behind the agenda who are willing to give a startup tech company $1 million just promote LGBT? You saw what happened at NSAS? The NSAS movement became LGBT movement at some point. Who saw it? Who were those pumping in those money to promote that? I don't have the time to go into statecraft to show you how Africa is being manipulated. Leaders and you, all right? The leaders are not saints, yes, but based on the refusal, and that's why I'm afraid. What we call development in Nigeria, the new system, the new Nigeria, and all those things. Well, you must understand that the new Nigeria itself may come with these packages. Because they want to make it a Nigeria that is fair for all, equal for all, and all those things. You saw the American last election, one of the contestants, the Democratic Party, who came out publicly kissing another man on stage, saying he's a gay. And a 9-year-old boy sent a note saying that he's a gay as a 9-year-old boy. What does a 9-year-old boy know about sexual attraction or sexual persuasion? And the man read out the note and said, if I can see this 9-year-old boy, I won't mind. And the boy came up on stage and he held the boy on the shoulders. And he said to him, don't let anybody talk you down. This. We accept you. We welcome you to our community. God, see, you are what you are because that's how you were made. Nobody was born gay. People choose to. Now, naturally, it is possible for somebody to have feminine characteristics. Is that okay now? But not feminine persuasions, characteristics. Boys behaving like girls and they are serious ones. I don't even want to go into those matters. Or girls behaving like boys and all those things. And you see them, now the rate at which they are flaunting it publicly now is higher than ever. Even school teachers, boarding schools, raping boys. Are you following what I'm saying? Huh? You know what happened between America and Nigeria? When Barack Obama was there? America and Zimbabwe? How many attempts were made for African countries to buy into these things? United Nations meeting is going on. World leaders are there now. Nigeria, no country in Africa is a permanent member. Am I right? If you are a Christian here thinking the world system will offer justice, you are deceived. The church just needs to rise. And guess what? In the system of the world, it will never get better. That's the truth. It will never get better. And the painful thing is that in the midst of this, the devil is also going to be sponsoring Christians, some that are deceivers, so there can be a wave of disappointment in those that should come into the faith. Let me explain. Something recently happened in Canada where they found a mass grave of over 13,000 people. Alright, the natives of that place, most of which were killed when they were students, raped and killed by the church. When that happened, it sent a wave of coldness. I went to a campus to preach. I think you were there. And I sensed that God is going to restore prayer movement to this campus. Something was here but was lost. And they said, it was true. There was a time that this campus was known for prayer until some pastors rose and got into investment programs. And you see, people paid in money, ran into billions. And they said the whole thing crashed. And many of those guys ran. If you have a calling, don't do investment. I'm not saying you should not invest. Don't be the one collecting a job. The devil wants to mess you up. If you're about to start, I'm telling you, you will crash. Because you heard the warning. The devil wants to mess. You don't know what it feels. You are ministering on the altar. 10, 15 people are there. You are owing. They are looking at you. Come down first. Let's talk. If there's anyone in that shoe, God will rescue you. Some of you can't say amen because really you, it's your own money that is hanging, right? I know the pain. I was ministering here, somebody came. I shared the story. He came among first timers. I invested money with him years ago. Went with my money. He knew as a pastor, there's nothing I can do. He came with first timers, was laughing. I was looking at him and I was saying, really? You are welcome to Spirit of Life. Please go outside. The ushers are waiting. He went from there. I said, Jesus, you even came to enjoy my sermon. So please be careful. Be careful. Is that okay now? I mean, this year, 2021, for investment and investors and investors and all the things, it is what it is. But you can still have 2021 race to power 2 in 2022 if you don't learn. What did you sell? You're about to sell boxers. Relax. Learn. Is that okay now? If they are owing you or you are owing somebody, God will bring you out. Amen. Say it like you mean it. Amen. I think this is the reason why there's been no much money for the site. I decree now with anger. Whatever needs to happen for that money to come back, it comes back. Okay. It's a very serious matter. You are not the only one who is confused. Even Nigeria is confused. They are giving 5,000 in over 1.8 million households. Think of what that money would have done. Think of the jobs. The nation is not clueless. Just have clueless heads. Because you have refused to rise. Are you following me? Famine. Something happened during COVID. It was in choir. How many of you saw what happened when people were gaining access to palliatives? Is it not amazing that in a season where those that I pity the most are those who are working with private organizations who will never send you. When most of them were locked up in the house, no food. And there were foods that were kept to be distributed to the people and they were locked up in different warehouses across the nation. Huh? And by the time they opened some of this space, some of the food had already gotten spoiled. The fellow who locked it up was not going to eat everything alone. They will still give it back to the same people as though they are the ones doing them a favor. Check what happens. Different politicians' house. I saw one of the politicians today who just moved to the ruling party say his grandfather was actually an half Fulani and half Yoruba. I said, Jesus Christ. How did Kai Ode became a Fulani name? I don't understand. And I was in hall yesterday night when he returned from Abuja. I got to his house and women were dancing to receive him. Poverty. Poverty, listen to me, poverty is not just a condition, it's a tool. It's a tool that keeps the powerful powerful. You must understand that. When people are rich, they want more than wealth. They want power. To have power, you need to control people. To control people, you must be able to control their belly. So it's an agenda to keep people poor. Is that okay now? Alright, so they can be used. And that's why you see what is happening in the north. When the Emir of Kano was removed. He was moving against a major issue, Almanjirishi. You saw that issue. The Almajiris are the northern boys who grew up, no trace to fathers or mothers. They wake up every morning looking for who give them food. They want nothing out of life. They are very cheap and they are dangerous. They can be used as instrument of war at any time. They can be used to win any election. They can be used to win anything. And that's why the mentality resides there, that they were born to rule. As long as you keep these guys not enlightened, they can be used. Are you following what I'm saying here? And that's why you must believe Africa is not really poor. Africa is just a puppet. The Western world, through their system, say they give back to Africa, but they take much more. This is not politics. But if you don't understand all these things, how do you know where we are going? Let me say this to you. You want to know what famine is? Let the world experience another lockdown. It's a serious matter. Do you know the next state? What happened in Texas during the lockdown? Let me tell you what happened. People were not just bombarded by markets. Actually, the real areas where they have issues was in gun stores. That was where they were having issues. Gun stores were, people were on queue for gun. Why? When there is hunger, there's going to be more crime. So different families need to go and buy guns so they can protect themselves. That's how war break out. Let there be scarcity. Cannibals will emerge. Are you following what I'm saying here? Did you know what happened in Nigeria? When there was lockdown, what happened? There were robbery everywhere. Many of you did vigilantes at night. It's a very serious matter. So when you are reading that there will be famine, don't just think it is famine plus every other thing that will come with it. So you must understand those things. They are not things that, some of them are already happening. Alright. Let's go to the third seal now, am I right? Fourth. And when he opened the fourth seal, I heard the voice of the fourth beast say, come and see. And I look and beheld a pale horse. Whenever you see the word pale, signifies sickness. A pale horse. And the name, and his name that sat on him was death. And hell followed him. And power was given unto them over the fourth part of the earth to kill with the sword and with hunger and with death. And the beast of the earth. The sickness. This is like the move of plagues, pandemics, different kinds. I saw an analysis online of the animals that killed more humans. So I went into the whole thing. Top 10 animals that have killed humans. So I was watching. They talk about the snake and all those things. I was expecting to see something mighty at the end of the day. But finally I saw mosquito. And it is believed that mosquito has at least killed at least half of human population in existence. Small mosquito. So when the Bible said that this is going to take away fourth part of the earth, mosquito has already fulfilled this. Are you following what I'm saying now? But contextually, who has the statistics? So far now, many people have died of COVID. Now, you can just check. You'll be updated with these things, please. Alright? I want to believe hundreds of thousands. Nigeria, what we have here is jam score. We can't believe all these things. No. I was shocked the day that in one night, over thousands of people were said to be discharged. Where? Our isolation camp in Maiduguri, they were eating yam and then playing football. 4.55 million people have died so far of COVID. And now we are dealing with variants now of COVID. The Delta variant and all the likes. And COVID is the least of that company. I don't know if you would have imagined what it would have looked like for Ebola to spread like COVID. please look up. Nigerians, be careful of complacency. No nation that is complacent has ever survived. Be careful. This idea of we pray in Nigeria, nothing can enter. Please be careful. Because the same generation saying that is saying the father's nose next to nothing. But you must also not forget that Methuselah, that was the most criticized man in his generation, when he died, the flood came. Whatever that means, interpret it. This thing we are saying that, because, I mean, please, I'm a pastor saying this, right? It was amazing when the president of Nigeria said the issue of insurgency in Nigeria, please pray for Nigeria. We will pray, but don't tell us that you will not do your own part and just wrap every inadequacy to prayer. That's nonsense. If I go to the hospital and I take someone to the hospital and they should do a surgery now, that tells you that we know you should do this surgery. We are pastors. We brought this person, and you now hold the hands and say, please get me right. You can pray as a medical doctor. We have doctors here. I know they pray. Is that okay now? But this one, the fellow doesn't know what to do, doesn't know the know-how, doesn't know the skills, the requirement for this fellow to be fine medically. Now convert everything to God and make God look irresponsible. That's not revival. That's nonsense. Is that okay now? Yes. You get to where you are walking, you should do the things you are doing right, you won't. But you say, pray, Lord, can't believe it. While you are in tongues, they will send you out and send you back. They will send you away and say, that in Jesus' name we pray. Go and say the amen at all. Say, if you say the amen here, you'll be arrested. And I say, I know my Redeemer liveth. Yeah, he liveth. I don't know how to help us. What I'm saying in summary is that we must have believers that have the Holy Spirit in fullness in them and yet understand and know their own part also and what to do. Are you following what I'm saying here? Very important. So there's going to be rains of pandemics, of sicknesses, different new strains of disease you've never heard before. Some of them came at some point, went down. They will now come back again. Some of these things are effect of global warming. Are you aware? Uh-huh. I follow a lot of... I'm tired of trying to tell you this. You just see this man. How many things do you breed? You know, but let me tell you this one. Is that okay now? I was studying into climate change and looking at some of the effects. I just want to have the comprehensive knowledge of these things. And they began to explain that as the ice, the Antarctica region begins to melt. Now, one of the effects we have is flood, right? But there are certain plagues that plagued the earth before, all right, that killed different animals and they've been frozen and all that. As they begin to be introduced to the waterways, we are coming back to a new wave of them again. A very serious matter. So if you get home, draw the head, sit down, this is how to meditate, and begin to highlight from what you can see at your own level, what are the things that are threatening the existence of the earth? Wars, pandemics, hunger, all right, corruption. You look at the world. Are you aware the world has changed? For the first time in the entire earth now, we have a nation governed by terrorists. It has never happened before. They have access to air force. And they have access to warships also. What we've had, despite all that has happened, Osama bin Laden, all the people, Saddam Hussein, and all the things that has happened in the past, we've never had a terrorist organization that had access to air force. Never. They either hijack plane. So what I want you to see is that the world your children are meeting is not the one you met. Are you following what I'm saying here? We're in Nigeria. But there are two laws. Have you seen that when your president and their counterpart are signing, taking oath, they have their bags. I'm trying to... On their handpit. You wonder, is Nigeria too? What's happening? The chief justice didn't study law. He studied Islamic law. He doesn't know anything about your jurisprudence and all those things, your litigation, all the things you have done. In a country that has a constitution, my God, that people are being sentenced to death in some part of this country for saying something against a religion. And the sentence is death. Yet in the same Nigeria. And there's nothing anybody can appeal. Sit here and just believe all is well. And all these things will be happening. It will shock you. Are you following what I'm saying here? Very important. I just wish that through all the things we are talking about, we'll have a set of believers that will rise. And at least be angry. Be angry and ask questions. Why are things the way they are? What should we do? If COVID has killed at least 4.5 million, last year I was in a country, I can't remember where, either Ecuador, one of those countries, where they were actually having drive-in last respect. Drive-in. You come in with your, cops were littered on the street. What did the wife of Bill Gates say that she saw cops littered? It was in Nigeria or Africa. I mean, but thank God. What are we prepared for as a world right now? Even the top nations were all quaking. Look at America. They had trucks that were carrying cops at major hospitals. People were dying of abandonment. Once it is anything respiratory, they leave you. They are careful. Doctors were dying. Look at the doctor that came out, Dr. Stella, that said, talk about hydroxychloroquine and how that it's been effective in treatment by one patient and all that. Everything, everywhere went on social media. We have a world that is under control by some authorities. You must understand. Things can break out, you have no idea of them. I mean, COVID was said to have been in Wuhan at least a month before the world was aware. A country where they control every single thing that goes out. Don't forget that the world is more prepared for war than they are prepared for peace. More prepared to take lives than they are prepared to save lives. And that's why I beg you in the name of God, let God raise you. Is that okay? If you have not been following the morning prayers we've been having, please follow it. Follow the morning prayers. We are going to rehear the one way. How many of you were blessed this morning? I mean, we are going to rehear it by 10 p.m. If at least for the sake of destiny is connected to you, rise. Apologies. Look at the hospitals we have in Nigeria now. Some of you are doctors and nurses. You know what you go through. Are you following what I'm saying? Ventilators. It took churches to now begin to help donate vent churches. Well, please get, you must understand what I'm saying. These guys sponsor and pay bloggers to instigate things among the church and say, why is the church not rising? You pay tax to church or government. If the church is in... let's leave that. Beware of manipulation. End time Christians. Beware. How many hospitals do you have in Nigeria that can take 10 million patients at once? No, I mean, scattered across Nigeria. It's amazing now. We are now so used with the COVID team. They say, okay, test with COVID, go and isolate yourself at home. Say, we'll send drugs. I mean, go home. Say, no, go home. I mean, even doctors that are COVID, doctor working in the same hospital, you say, go home. How much more you a patient? Who are you? So we are not prepared. These are very serious outbreaks on the earth. Are you following what I'm saying now? And they are very serious matters. And we are just getting started. The earth is just warming up. They're just warming up. Except God helps us. Are you following what I'm saying? We keep having different variants of the same thing, different types and different types. Some believe that they are using people as experiment and whatever it is. Whether the COVID was genetically modified or it came really a zoonotic issue and all that. Whatever it is what it is. 4.5 million people still counting. Don't let your heart be hardened and just say, I know we found ourselves in this case, we are used to it. I mean, some of you are used to it. Insta block, police killed it. What next? Oh, they killed again. Don't wait till it comes to your doorstep. Are you following me now? What can we do? You ask yourself, in the midst of all this, what can we do? The righteous can pray. Is that okay now? We can do what? We can pray. We can rise. Cry to mercy. 2 Chronicles 7:14. Give us that scripture. 2 Chronicles 7:14. Give in King James, then we read message. 2 Chronicles 7:14. Let's read together. Okay. 7:14, please. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven, forgive their sin, and I will heal their land. Are you seeing that now? Now, look at it. And my people, God-defined people, respond by humbling themselves, praying, seeking my presence, and turning their backs on their wicked lives. I will be ready for you. I will listen from heaven, forgive their sins, and restore their land to health. That is, there will be health in the land. Are you following what I'm saying now? Health is better than healing. Are you following what I'm saying now? Health is better than what? Healing. God is saying, if they do so, I will restore health. I will bless your water and bless your food. There will be no sickness amongst you. The church can pray. We can't just be clueless. Look at what happened in India with COVID. I mean, it got to a point people were throwing out the idols and said, these idols are dumb. They can't save us. Lift your hands and just ask God. Say, Father, we ask for mercy. We understand there are things beyond our knowledge. Serious matters going on in the earth realm. But Lord, we ask, have mercy. Let your mercy speak, Lord. Let your mercy speak. Let your mercy speak over our lives, over nations, over Nigeria, over all that is happening. Let your mercy speak. Let your mercy speak. Let your mercy speak, Lord. Let your mercy speak. Let your mercy speak, Lord. Shagele okombro vinekai. Jesus. Let your mercy speak. In Jesus' name we're praying. Now let me say this to you. One of the things that will happen as the church begin to pray is that God is going to, like He poured His spirit of wisdom on Bezaleel, is going to be separating men that will begin to show secrets and cures. It will start from the church. Because in the time that the earth is at its darkest phase, the light will be the church. Is that okay now? Arise, shine, for your light is come. And the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. For behold, darkness shall cover the earth. And what? Gross darkness, the people. But what shall happen? The Lord shall arise upon thee. That is, while all the things that are happening, we are the solution. We are what? We are what? We can't just fold our hands and say, it is what it is. Let me say this to you. I mean, Google is not the only thing that can exist. More can come. Talk to me now. It's about networking. When people see what will solve their problems more, they will have no choice than to submit. Everybody submit to what gets the job done. It's true. What happens now? You try to do something, it's looking like it's rising. They take it away from Google Play and Play Store. Away from there. You have to use the web. And many of us are not just, we are not getting to know what is happening. And there's a major agenda. They want to be our voice and our eyes. somebody can receive of God and all those things. I mean, was it when Uncle Pompey was here that he was also sharing that even Albert Einstein recognized that there's an unknown force? There are unknown forces. Things can shift. We can shift equation of things over nations and all those things. Are you following what I'm saying? There are things I am... for the sake of the class, I'm careful to say some things. But you must believe that there's a major world agenda that believes that the problem of the earth is human population. And the only way out is that they should be reduced. You must believe that. There is an agenda. There are people who have the billions, who have the money, who have the fame, who have the tech organizations, and most of them claim to be philanthropists to Africa. African leaders, when you have all it takes to survive and be on top, they are giving you arms. And you're excited. Somebody was talking about Nigeria being rigged and Pakistan as one of the most corrupt nations. How about, was this Scotland now? Is this Scotland? Where Switzerland? Where they take all the money they steal in the world and put there. And they say Nigeria is corrupt. I mean, let's look at these things. It's just scared to call him pot black. Are you following what I'm saying there? But we need to rise. When we have people who have agitations, that's why we talk about mountains. When we have people who have agitations in different areas, in medicine, in techs. In what? Tech. I called one of our pastors and I said to him, I said, I perceive that you are going to be a pastor on jeans and canvas. He looked at me. I said, because I see God sending you to tech guys. I'm going to gather them from different places. And the only way they will listen to you is that you are an authority there. You know, you have to. You can't be the one having six carryovers and you say they will respect you as a pastor. They will not. They will say, if your God is true, let him help you. Is that okay now? That's why you owe it to God, you owe it to his agenda, you owe it to the kingdom to stand out anywhere you find yourself. Stand out. If there's something going on in the organization, they don't like you, but they know you are the best, they will submit. How do I put this? What we call church now is church. Is that okay now? It's one of the major, we've escaped a trap. One trap we escaped in 2020 was that they want us to keep holding services online. It won't help people. I know. Come on. Look at what is happening with the morning prayer. I mean, we really all know it. I mean, I know those that have to wake up and say, wake up. And say, you have the spirit of sleep, young man. I don't know who they are. Are you following what I'm saying? Imagine on Sundays, every Sunday, Tuesday, now you have to watch from home. What will you say? You don't have data. The church of Jesus can never be confined. Is that okay now? It doesn't matter what it is. Many of you need to know that God is packaging you for something. He's soon going to export you to different places. Not so you can go to America and take pictures, but you can know that the kingdom of God is here. I mean, if all you want is just picture in a foreign land, and are you seeing how little your mind is? Because you are standing before a house that has plenty glass, picture. You've done well now. Your village people are suddenly on leave because now you've got into America. I need to tell you issues I'm dealing with from America so you can understand. I had one of my people who were driving from Canada and said, they were driving at night and saw somebody came out from under the earth. A woman dressed well and all those things. I say, even in Canada, I say, is it that this thing is looking like a Nigerian thing? Or where? They're everywhere. It's just the movies that have painted Nigeria to be what it is. They're everywhere. Somebody will look and say, if I can just jack back from this country. As if once, so you get there with all the grace, the anointing and everything. You forget the call of God upon your life. The next thing you are doing, washing plate. And you say, it's a living dog. It's better than a dead lion. Because the devil will give you proverbs for every level. Until your purpose is clear, you don't know what an opportunity is. You don't know. When your purpose becomes clear, you will know what an opportunity is. If it is not in that line, it is not. Are you following what I'm saying? And that's why I'm telling you, until what is engaging you is purpose, you are still a slave. Until there's fulfillment at the end of the day, it's still slavery. And that's why God will bless you. Say that amen loud and clear. Say it again loud and clear. God will bless you. He will put these resources in your hands. Do we have people who are, they are revolutionists saying, God, put this thing in my hand. Those who are ready to think about, do you want to just keep sitting down? I hear all these things. Let's look at even those lepers say, why sit we here till we die? Why sit we here? If you're online hearing me, we need young revivalists right now in Lagos who are on jeans carrying laptops, but in the midst of those technocrat meetings and all that, raising songs and say, can we just bless God? And all that, and have the knowledge at another level, and yet they look at them and say, another spirit is here. We are doing what we are doing, but something, and they begin to, until Gentiles start coming to you, you are not rising enough. They need to come. Kings need to come, because they have tried their methods and they have seen that there's something this fellow knows. Are you following what I'm saying there? We can't sit and just sit and say, it's going to change, it's going to change. No. We are the world changers. We are the change. Romans 8, 19 and 20. Please give us that scripture. Romans 8, 19 and 20. I was watching a minister's training online by Dr. David Ogbeli. And while they were showing the crowd, I wasn't too surprised, but I was surprised to see the man, Williams Uchemba, the actor, sat down somewhere, minister's training. You wonder why a man will survive like that in media when women are after you. You, they are not even after you, are the one pursuing them. When they know you now have the billions, you have the swag, you have the looks. Can we have boys that are good looking and yet on fire? And say, Potiphar's wife, cover your nakedness. We have another spirit at work. There's nothing God is doing with wealth in heaven. When he sees you are ready, he will pour it down. I'm telling you. For the endless expectation of creation, waited for the manifestation of the sons of God. For creation was made subject to vanity, not willingly, but by reason of him who had subjected the same in hope. 21. Okay, is that thing that's... Because creature, they said, shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty. So until the children experience liberty, creature itself is still in bondage. Please, pay attention. Every agitation of your heart, don't let it die. You may not, are you following what I'm saying? You may not be ministers. As we say, we're having ministers training. Please, it's not just those who be, it's not just revival as, now revival is wearing different suit. Let me explain. It is entering the hospitals, entering schools, entering media, entering those things. If they hear revival, they will not listen. So we'll come with some other package. We'll engage them. They would have heard before they know they've been transformed. Are you following what I'm saying? So we're going to have creative content writers, script writers, editors, different kind of people, unusual guys. These ones are, they are where they are operating from. But you see, these things doesn't just jump on men. Read. I've shown to you, Jesus had 12 disciples. They were great guys. One betrayed him, committed suicide. Lovely guys, fantastic. But when it was time for prophecies to be fulfilled, there was just something was required. That as great as they were, they didn't have it. He needed another guy who had wealth plus passion, bring down the body. What I'm saying is, have record that you fast 90 days marathon, if you don't have some plus. That's why I beg people, I know you are having this Holy Ghost shocking you. Don't drop out of school. Drop out is a trap. You will come out, nobody will listen to you. Don't drop out. You will prepare the ministry to look like a shrine. Please. I'm telling you. Ministry is not just about the anointing, it also matters presentation. Are you following what I'm saying? And that's why nothing is lost. That you were thinking before Jesus found you doesn't mean the thinking is suspended. No, coming is an added value. Now it will be made to function in the light. There are professors who open up to Pastor here today because they know that in that field of mathematics and authority. Are you following what I'm saying here? Let's rise, people of God. The devil is catching us unawares. Alright? Let's rise. Glory to Jesus. And that's what God is expecting us now. Christians that will just say, why sit we here? I was watching William Suchenberg. I like guys who are doing stuff. On Instagram, having a meeting, praying, and was calling out issue of cancer, cyst. Testimonies were following. These are apostles in the media. They are going into different places, rescuing people. And that's why I told you, if the money you need is still to pay house rent, I'm not saying there are no real problems, please get it. It's still to pay school fees. There are real problems. But what I'm telling you is that if that is your need right now, they are genuine needs. Is that okay now? Something is still wrong. Your desire now should go beyond all those things. How to be a generational blessing. That should be your desire. That is when you now discover that you will not know when you grow above all those house rent issues. I was given an illustration this morning about people who I have in my prayer team who prays with me. If anything touch them, they are just few. Personal, I know every day. These guys. If anything touch them, I'm looking for everything I can touch in the world to make sure nothing happens to them. If I, as a man, can be concerned about people like that, how much more God will be concerned about those who seek first the kingdom? The things you are pursuing can pursue you, even if you arrange your priorities. They can. Let those anger. You have many proposals you've written. You have many things abandoned on your laptops, in books. You write visions. You are the one with colorful ones, but nothing is materializing. You write visions, write this, write that. You write this, anger it here. You know you could have become a... You can't tell the reason why. It's like they pour cold water on you. You are just cold. I ask right now that God is going to shift you away from your comfort zone such that you begin to fulfill those things. I ask that the comfort that breeds complacency is taken away. It's taken away. It's taken away. Till you rise. You will rise and defend the agendas. In the name of Jesus. No vision dies in your hands. No vision dies in your hands. No idea will slip in your notes. In the name of Jesus. Begin to pray in tongues. Ignite it. I refuse any longer. Leke ba 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 ba. Yaka te 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 te. Kale mana kada ba ba ba. Jesus. In Jesus' name we are praying. Lord, ask me to rebuke the spirit of fear. Fear of commencement. Fear of execution. I decree right now, their grip over you is cut off. Their grip over you is cut off. We command fear to get out. Another person will not take your place. I command the grip of fear to get out now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, blessed Father. In Jesus' mighty name we are prayed. Is there anyone who's been blessed tonight? Can you give Lord a big praise? Give him praise. Give him praise. Hallelujah. God is expecting to see results. Is that okay now? That will not just hear these things and just like another sermon, another, oh, I'm blessed, all this. But that result. Listen to me. If lepers can send a whole army running because they rose, it will be amazing what you can do when you rise. I'm telling you. The devil knows that the problem you have is that you have too much power. Don't seek for any approval. That's one way to die without fulfillment. Some of those who should approve you don't even know God. I mean, why should you look up to them? And waiting, something you know God said, look, how would they feel if I start this? How would they not feel? Are you following what I'm saying then? Leadership path is a very lonely place. Oh. You'll have to start many things for many people will now understand that, oh, we should do this also. And until you lead, you'll just, everything will just die. Till another man comes, another spirit and rise. Nothing dies in your hands. In the name of Jesus. One more time, give the Lord a big hand. Hallelujah.
The blessings in the word resides with one who is both a hearer and a doer of the word. Be a doer of the word.
For mentorship, leadership, and counseling, kindly reach us on this number, 090-30-959735.
This message was sponsored by the friends and partners of Femi Lazarus Apostolic Ministries Ecumenical, FLAME.
To partner with FLAME, kindly make use of this account details. Account number 221-500-5289, Femi Lazarus Ministries, UBA.